You might recognize Esther Dean from her role in the Pitch Perfect movies. That's her singing. The Oklahoma native has also lent her voice to the animated films Ice Age and Rio, and she's a Grammy-nominated producer. But her greatest success is in songwriting. She's written chart-topping hits for artists such as Beyoncé, Drake, and Kelly Clarkson. Meredith Oakes has her story as part of our series, The Women Behind the Songs.
No one likes that person at a concert who sings along with the band to the point of distraction. But that's how Esther Dean got discovered, by a man behind some of the 21st century's biggest pop hits, Tricky Stewart. She cracked the top 40 in 2009 with her song Drop It Low and started writing and demoing songs for major artists. This is Dean singing the demo version of What's My Name, which she co-wrote, and which Rihanna took to number one on Billboard's Top 100 chart. Everybody knows how to work my body, knows how to make me want it. Boy, you stay up on it. You got that something that keeps me so off balance. Baby, you're a challenge. Let's explore your talent. Dean's voice is her instrument, and her musical gift is summoning melodic hooks. She's one of just a few of what's called a top-line writer. She goes into the studio and listens to completed instrumental tracks. Then she divines a melody and sings it over the music, over and over and over and over, until it feels like a hit. She's been doing this in one way or another all her life. In grade school, she kept paper notebooks filled with lyrical ideas, making up songs and singing to help her cope with life as the youngest of five kids raised by a single mom. Now she keeps notes on her cell phone, pulling out bits of phrases and working them into songs. Fun, fearless, and free-thinking, Dean's vivacious personality comes across in her work. If you look at the credits of almost any contemporary pop song, it's kind of like reading a list of ingredients in processed food. But no matter how many people she's sharing the credit with, Dean is known for being a superb collaborator who can deal with big music industry egos. She knows when to take the lead in a session and when to help someone else turn their thoughts into a hit. Dean says that Katy Perry already had the concept and title for this song, but they volleyed ideas back and forth until this happened. Dean says her songwriting is partly about fantasy, just like writing lines for an actor. Her lyrics aren't profound, and they're not supposed to be. They're there to carry the melody and connect it to the rhythm, to create something so catchy that you can't get it out of your head, and to give you a 3-minute escape from your daily grind. So the next time a song on the radio makes you feel happy, or emboldened, or anything at all, remember that Esther Dean might be the one who's grabbing your attention. Because it isn't just about the singer, it's also about the women behind the songs. Oh, Nana, what's my name?
Oh, Nana, what's my name? Our music critic, Meredith Oakes, is the author of several books, including Rock and Roll Woman. Oh, Nana.